At a news conference yesterday, Holland Supervisor Al Bedrosian again said the county is too deep in hock and borrows too much money, despite staff claims that the budget is balanced. And Bedrosian, facing a Republican primary challenge next month from Phil North, said some debt is not even shown on the books, counting investments through outside authorities.
The Woodhaven Project, which is the one that Roanoke County went up and bought land as part of an authority, and broadband. Those two projects, which amount to about $8 million in debt, is not on Roanoke County books at all.
That debt is outside of what Bedrosian says will amount to $200 million in debt after today's vote. He also said Republican primary candidates Harry Grego in the Vinton District and Scott Faw in Windsor Hills are more in line with his fiscal conservatism and pay-as-you-go philosophy.
And I would say that if you had that group, I think it would be closer to what the citizens of Roanoke County really believe.
Grego and Faw are challenging Jason Peters and Joe McNamara, respectively, in their districts on June 13th. Gene Morano, WFIR News.